Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond product. And now, here's Ted Ings.
Welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. We have with us today the experts from Automotive Warranty Network. Jason Tuck and David Reinecke are with us today to answer questions on warranty. Gentlemen, welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Thanks, Ted. Good to be here again. I think it's about the fourth, fifth time on with you, so we appreciate you having us on.
And Jason, you and I met along with David in Orlando just last summer at the Big Ford Parts and Service Club. And Jason, great to see you. And congratulations, Jason, on all the success that you and David are having with the team at Automotive Warranty Network.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a great team, and our team makes us shine for sure. So,
all right. So just to kind of get an overview for today, for our audience, for somebody who may or may not know, gentlemen, what does Automotive Warranty Network do, and how do you serve the industry, and how does it benefit dealers? Either one of you, if you would give us a little bit of an overview there.
So I guess the short answer is we process warranty claims. So we take the position of warranty administrator on an outsourced basis, and basically it's a full-featured service. So, you know, we basically tap into the DMS with the same access that an in-house warranty admin would have, look at repair orders as they're completed by the technician, essentially, look at technician comments, look at punch times, sign labor operations based on that information, like your technician for their time, close the repair order in the DMS, post it to your receivables, submit it to the manufacturer, follow it up, make sure it gets paid and corrected, and then also work your warranty receivable schedule. Do your JV account for any differences in payment? So it's basically A to Z warranty claims administration. So,
and David, go ahead, Jason.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fast, secure, and compliant. I mean, that's the biggest things that dealers are focused on. So, I mean, it is a very specialized field in what we do. It's very important. The amount of money that's coming into the service department related to warranty cost is huge. So you want to have an expert to do the job. It needs to be done fast. It needs to be done properly, and it needs to be compliant. And we have experts, and our cost is typically in line with what you would pay an admin in the store, but it may be even less. I mean, that's just the great, you know, part of our business is there's no overhead for a dealership to pay for our cost. There's no additional employee benefits. So,
and David, AWN has been doing this for a long time. You're the biggest in the field. Tell us about that, a little bit of background on that.
Yeah, we've been doing this for about 35 years, you know. My mom actually started the company in our basement when I was, you know, young. You know, my wife and I purchased the company. We've been running the company for, you know, better part of 10 years now. But, you know, we purchased the company about 3 years ago. So it is family owned and operated by my wife and I. And, you know, yeah, we're the biggest. We have about over 300 warranty administrators now. A lot of those administrators have been with us for, you know, 5 to 10 to 15, 17 years. So we have a lot of long-term warranty administrators that work for us that have been with our company and seen the growth and participated in it. We have about 1,200 clients plus now. So a lot of those are also tenured. So we have some clients that have been with us for, you know, 22 plus years. So a lot of trust, but we are big. We have a lot of relationship with manufacturers. So, you know, we're the biggest and the best. We, you know, ensure that it's done right. And we have a lot of trust from both our employees and from our clients. So
there's a lot of interest in what you do. And we have some questions today that we're going to be asking you, some from me and some from our audience as well. But David, going back to that, you know, that warranty is not exactly the sexiest part of the dealership, which is probably plays right into the fact that dealers, you know, outsource it to an expert such as yourself.
It's not sexy at all, you know, unfortunately. I mean, and you know, as I was thinking the other night about, you know, what we were going to talk about, you know, today with you, you know, I was actually trying to come up with something different to talk about other than warranty, because I always talk about warranty, right? But because it's not sexy. But you know, I realized that this is a very important thing, and it's something we specialize in. And, you know, I appreciate what you're doing, you know, with the Fixed Ops Roundtable, and you find these experts in the industry who, you know, take this component in the dealership that's necessary, you know, hone it, perfect it, and then, you know, offer it back to the dealership in some very, you know, high level service that's full featured, right? So I appreciate, you know, what you do in that, but it's not sexy, but we make it work, and we make it, you know, turnkey and painless for a dealership, you know, for a dealership that, you know, if they're having trouble with warranty administration, maybe receivables aren't getting collected, maybe claims aren't getting closed, their technicians aren't getting paid. You know, they can't find somebody locally in their hometown that knows warranties. So they have to bring them in, they have to train them, they have to let them learn. You know, a service like ours just lets them be turnkey. I mean, they can, you know, call us today and we can give them a trained warranty administrator today that can do their work, you know, from A to Z, everything that I just mentioned, you know, without having to worry about, you know, finding somebody that can do it in training. And then that person doesn't work out, so finding somebody else. And in the meantime, you have warranty receivables that are timing out and you're not collecting, you're writing off. So yeah.
Jason, David mentioned the technician getting paid. I imagine that's a pretty important component.
Oh, it's very important. If you don't have a happy tech, he's probably going to, you know, his toolbox has got wheels on it for a reason. Like, if I'm not going to get paid in a reasonable amount of time, I can roll it out into another dealership. And so it's very important to pay that technician as fast as possible, because it's his income. It's his family's income and how he supports or she supports their family. So not just the technician, the service advisor, the service manager, they're all paid off at the final closed invoice. And if it's just sitting there and it's not getting submitted and closed, no one's making money. So it's very important to make sure it's done fast.
All right.
Properly.
And that's right. Very much so. All right. So gentlemen, ask the experts. We've got some questions for you today. The first one is going to come from me. I sat down and put a pen to this, and I thought I would ask you both about, number one, growth. This most recent November and December are historically crunch months to collect warranty receivables in our industry. Let me ask you, how did 2023 end?
It ended very well, actually. I mean, you know, typically, you know, they could be slower months for, you know, clients wanting to come on board, as well as, you know, hiring new warranty administrators in the industry, just because the holidays, you know, everybody's kind of slowing down, doesn't want to make changes during that time frame. And you know, this year was a lot different for us. I mean, we were, you know, we had new clients coming on board and starting their work, you know, at the 29th of December and signing new agreements with new clients, you know, at the 30th of December. And then, you know, starting all this new work on the 2nd of January. So it was actually very, very busy for us. And you know, from 2022 to 2023, I don't have the exact numbers, but I think we experienced like a 50 to 60% growth from year over year. And so it's been tremendous. And, you know, we're just rolling right into 2024 with just, you know, a lot of dealerships that need a service like ours. You know, audits are another huge thing right now. I mean, there's more audits going on than ever. So, you know, dealerships are very concerned about, you know, being audited and making sure that, again, like we always talk about, making sure that money is not only, you know, collected and but it's also retained. So, but no, there's a lot of growth going on, a lot of new team members, family members to AWN that have come on board with us. So it's a very good time in the industry and for our company and for, you know, warranty collections as a whole. So.
Yeah, we laughed because it was around December 29th. David and I are laughing at each other because it's like, hey, this might be the last agreement for the year. But nope, it wasn't. It continues to grow. And like David said, historically, at the end of the year, it's crunch time. Finish out the year strong. Get everything that you have open, closed, and accounted for. Dealers usually look at changes after year end, but these dealers are just so excited about, you know, what's happening with AWN. That they're making the decision before the end of the year.
Yeah.
We actually had a dealer start on the 29th. They had an issue in their store and it was, you know, a pretty bad situation, but we were able to get them started on the 29th of December to get their year end closed, which is just super cool to experience that with dealerships.
So. All right. AWN has a great name in the industry. Second question for the experts today. This comes from our audience. In fact, we've heard about this on this roundtable. There has been so much emphasis surrounding compliance. You know, we're seeing the CARS Act, a number of things, FTC compliance. Is AWN compliant? I think that's a great question.
Yes, we are. So, you know, when this FTC stuff first started coming out, you know, even though we don't meet the definition of a financial institution as dealerships do, we found it very important that we meet the same standards for our clients because, you know, again, with the amount of money that that is in warranty, especially with our company, you know, we're processing over $2 billion a year right now. And, you know, that entails us connecting to a dealership's DMS system. That entails us being connected to their network. That entails us working in their financials, paying their technician, all that stuff. So we wanted to make sure that we met the same standards. So yes, you know, we have all of our IT practices, documented policies, change procedures, you know, everything that we need to be FTC compliant, we meet so that we can make sure our dealerships are comfortable partnering with us. Because and to that end, we've never had an incident. We have cybersecurity insurance, but we've never had any incidents. We've always been secure, and we pride ourselves in making sure that we meet that. So,
yeah. And I mean, like our company, we practice compliance, like on the warranty side of it, processing warranty claims, we hold ourselves compliant with the manufacturer. So with the FTC guidelines, even though that AWN may not be that financial institution that has to follow those guidelines, it is compliance, a compliance factor. And AWN is going to, you know, hold true to our statement as we're going to be compliant on all fronts, whether that's on IT and security or on the warranty administration, the processing of those. So it's very important for us.
Right. Excellent. We checked that box. All right. Third question, everybody. In fact, this is from me. Why is AWN the best in outsourced warranty administration, and what is working for you?
So I'll open up. So what makes AWN the best is because we hire the best. We have the best, the experts. It is turnkey. Like there is no waiting period to get on board with AWN. What makes AWN grow is the leadership within the company. So with David and his wife, Jamie, they have developed a culture inside of our company that is just intoxicating. Who does not want to work for AWN? I mean, I've been with AWN for 9 years now, and it was the best decision that I've ever made. Moved my wife and kids from Virginia to Colorado to come work. And it's been the best decision of my life. And it's that culture that they create is what makes AWN continue to grow because of what we believe in. And warranty is not very sexy, like we've already discussed, but it's very important. And it's a great place to make an income, to provide for your family. We make it fun. We have a ton of fun, but it's family. Like it is family owned and operated. David is just like my brother. He is my boss, but ultimately we are family. And that culture that they've created, we don't run into issues trying to find people to come work.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
That's real. I mean, you know, our people are what make all this happen. I mean, it's not Jamie or myself. We truly develop this community environment, this team environment, and there's no knowledge hoarding. There's no, you know, backstabbing or whatever you want to call it. It's truly a community and a very family oriented environment. So, you know, on top of that, you know, again, just having the best people. I mean, they know the manufacturers, they know the policies, they keep up on the policies. You know, they get very passionate about the work that they do with their dealerships. I mean, it always amazes me that a good warranty administrator knows a claim from A to Z, right? They know how they booked it, and then they see it on the back end, and then they know it, and then they see it on the receivables, and they know it. And you know, they just really get involved with the work that they do, and they also partner with their dealerships. I mean, that's a big important part. Is we always say it might sound cliche, but it's a partnership between us and the dealerships, and it's a partnership between the dealership and their warranty administrator that works for us. And, you know, it creates a really deep bond. And I mean, you know, some of our dealerships send our admins Christmas gifts and birthday gifts. And I mean, it just becomes a really ingrained relationship. But, you know, and then, you know, the auditing standpoint of it, we what makes us the best too, is that we make sure the work is done right. And we have a person in there that's, you know, we also double check the work that our admins do. So we want to make sure we inspect what we expect. So if we have our admins that are doing work for our dealerships, we're inspecting that work to make sure it's right, to make sure that when the auditor does come in the door, that chargeback is, you know, I was doing an analysis of 2023's audits, and most of the audits were under 1%. Some of them were 0.1% chargeback. So, you know, again, it's very important that, you know, we check that work and make sure that money's kept too. So,
all right. Next question for our experts that has to do with your your organization and your people entering 2024. We've all heard about this for years, that there's a technician shortage in our industry. Do you see a shortage, or are you having trouble finding experienced warranty administrators?
We see it nationwide. We're working in about 40 different states currently right now, plus Canada. And, there's definitely a technician shortage and warranty administrators. Again, it's expert specialized field. And for AWN, we don't really struggle with that. The model that we have works. It's very conducive to these admins that want to come on board and not have to work in a dealership, but they can do the same type of work in that field from their home. And again, it starts with the leadership within our company and, the excitement surrounding AWN, who doesn't want to be a part of it? So we really don't struggle with finding admins. We do grow admins. We build them up and teach them additional manufacturers if we need to. But for AWN, we're not struggling with finding the experts, because experts want to, associate with experts. And so they come to.
So it's the same kind of thing that we have on the referral side for clients. Most of our company grows client-wise from referral. I mean, we don't do a lot of sales or marketing, and it's almost strictly referral business. So dealership comes to the 20 group meeting and says, who are you using for your warranty? AWN's great. That's how we grow from a client perspective. It's kind of the same from a warranty administrator perspective. I mean, There is some referral work that goes on there, and our admins find it a great place to work, and not to keep overstating it, but the family community environment, and come check it out, But to that end, I mean, there is a little bit of a with any industry, I think finding people is more difficult than it has been, but for the most part, we are able to find the admins we need. So
you're right. Most of the best dealerships have a great culture, and it seems that people gravitate to that culture, which is what I want to ask you about. Last question for today is your workforce. AWN is the industry leader. You have a tremendous workforce, and you have a rich history, 30-some plus years. Tell me a little bit about the culture of working for Automotive Warranty Network. What is that like?
So we just we really focus on that family. Everybody's one big happy family. We want to make sure that we take care of our people, that they're supported, that they know that, we've got employees that have been with us for 20 years. A third of our workforce has been over 10 years. So we want to make sure that we're supplying and able to support these families, these admins that we have, to allow them to grow and have that sense of like, man, I work for a company that I. And that's something that, I don't know, maybe not a lot of people can answer that with honesty and say, yes, I do. But I would say if we polled our employees, they love working for AWN because of the community, because of the things that we do to make sure that they're taken care of, that if they're struggling, they're not on their own. In our name, our company name is Network. So we network with each other to make sure that they have everything that they need to do their jobs properly and be the expert. We're not hindering them from their growth.
And that's not only from a professional standpoint. I mean, it's also their people. They're a part of our family. I mean, we don't look at it like we have 300 employees. We have 300 families that count on AWN and count on this to, be the best it can be. So, we support them personally and professionally. So if somebody, we've had employees that have had personal things that they need help with. Sure. Yeah. Jamie and I will always, help and make sure they're taken care of. I mean, they are our family. And, again, I go back to the fact that, without our employees, might as well not even do this, So
I also want to thank you for your charitable contributions, David, on behalf of AWN, to several things that we've done throughout the year. Automotive Warranty Network is also a certified partner of the Fixed Ops Roundtable. I thought I would mention that as well. I want to talk a little bit about this free mini audit that you have coming up. You're also going to be at NADA later in the week. Before I do, explain to me what the mini audit is first, because I think that's a game changer. You're the only one that I know of doing this in the warranty area. Explain what it is and then tell us what you have coming up.
Yeah. So what this mini audit is, I mean, it's a great opportunity for the dealerships that win the grand prize. It's a $1,300 value. Okay. We do a deep dive review similar to what the manufacturer. So we're going to request 20 ROs. We're going to deep dive into them and verify that there was compliance checks, signatures, authorizations, proper coding, whatever the manufacturer would be looking at, you know, in an audit, that's what we do. And these are warranty auditors. They're experts in reviewing these for compliance and providing not only just here's the result of this audit, you have potentially $20,000, whatever that value is at risk of a chargeback. We also come up with an action. So what is best practices to resolve this issue? It is essentially, you know, monopoly money, if you want to say it that way, but it's not. Because if I look at $20,000 and it's a chargeback that I see when the manufacturer comes in, that's a chargeback of $20,000. So we joke and say it's monopoly money. We're not physically taking that money away, but the manufacturer will if it's not corrected. So 20 RO, deep dive audit that checks compliance from A to Z.
This is all put together in a proprietary software that we developed that, you know, it spits out a report similar to what the manufacturer would. So it's very specific, granular. You'll be able to tell, you know, what the issues were, who they pertain to. So we drill it down to, you know, if we audit 20 ROs, which technicians are most responsible for the errors, advisors, that kind of thing. So yeah, like I said, it's a full blown audit, like Jason said, that'll show you where your holes are, and you know, we'll help you plug them. So,
all right. And you're giving away this free audit. Tell us about that.
You don't have to be an AWN client to win these free audits. You know, we want to provide this out to anybody that's on this panel or just wants to stop by NADA or booth, and we're going to raffle off a free $1,300 audit for you.
All right. So NADA, everybody, coming up at the end of the week. AWN is going to be there, David. I see a booth number scrolling by, 2550W. Who's going to be there, David, from AWN, and what kind of representation do you have there?
So it'll be my wife, Jamie, myself, Jason will be here. Our operations manager, Austin, will be there. And then our auditing manager will be there, Rock Davis. So, you know, if you have questions about an audit that you may have had, you know, come by and see us. No obligations at all. We also want to invite our current clients to come by and see us. I mean, every year we look forward to seeing our clients just stop by, say hi, put a face to the name, shake hands, that kind of thing. So, or if you're interested in what we're doing, if you need a warranty administrator, come by and see us. Also, no obligations. We're not salesy. So come by and say hi and, you know, see what we have to offer. So,
right, everybody. Automotive Warranty Network, the biggest and the best in the industry. Of course, if you're not going to NADA, they're online, awninc.com. You can visit them there as well. If you are going to NADA, you can visit with David Reinecke and Jason Tuck and the team from Automotive Warranty Network there. A gentleman, great, first of all, great honor to have you as part of the Fix Ops Roundtable. I mentioned you're a certified partner. And David Reinecke is also on our advisory board at the Fix Ops Roundtable to help guide the future direction of things that we're working on. So gentlemen, on behalf of the retail community, thank you so much for being with us here today and answering our questions.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Ed. We're honored to be a part of it. So
great. David Reinecke and Jason Tuck from Automotive Warranty Network here with us at the Fixed Ops Roundtable.